The Forest Chase, pre-puzzle number 5. You all rush to the windows. Outside, a sudden blizzard is raging. "Let's go, before it gets too deep," shouts Nessa, making for the door. Sonny intercepts her. "It's already too deep," he declares. Everyone else nods. Nessa scowls. "But we have to warn Murnith. She needs to know." "We'll warn her," says Aaliyah gently. "First, we need to wait this out." Over the next hour, as the snowstorm howls, the 5 of you crouch around the warm wood stove. Unfortunately, the firewood is gone. If only you still had those branches from the dryad. You peer into the stove through a smudged glass plate, watching the embers wink out. Then, you realize there is one more piece of firewood, your water falcon stick. You don't hesitate as you snap it in half over your knee.
What about the Yeti?" laughs Oliver.
"Not my problem anymore," you say, throwing the wood into the stove. As it flares up, Nessa gasps.
"Look at that!"
Nearby, a locked closet door begins to glow. Racing to it, you remember. In Silver Quicken, there's always help if you figure out how to ask for it. This time, your water falcon stick was the price. Studying the lock, Oliver mutters,
"Oh, we need a code. There's got to be another..."
"Piece of paper," interrupts Nessa. "Check the printer. That's where we got the last one."
In another corner, a tiny inkjet spits out a sheet.